Hello, good afternoon, dear friends and listeners of the English Learning Tips, and I'm welcoming you to a new episode coming to you live from our studios in Shanghai. Today is November 13th, 2018, and this new episode is episode 049. So if this is the first time you're listening to this podcast, we advise you to probably go back and listen to previous episodes, and that will help you to understand what is going on and what we have been discussing. And the series we are working on right now is English language tenses. So for the past 1 week, we have been discussing different English language tenses. Right now, we have already discussed 7 English language tenses because we decided to take this series as a complete series that will cover all the tenses. So today we'll be looking at tense number 8. Tense number 8 is going to be a tense related to the one that we studied in the last episode. And that tense is the past perfect continuous tense. In the previous episode, we already discussed the past perfect simple tense. And so this is the past perfect continuous tense. And we have been trying to present these tenses in pairs, because when you study them in pairs, you can understand them better. So from the beginning, we had the simple present tense and the present continuous tense. And then we had the simple past tense and the past continuous tense. And then we had the present perfect simple tense and the present perfect continuous tense. And then we had the past perfect simple tense. And today we're going to be discussing the past perfect continuous tense. You can see how difficult it is for me to get all of them right. So you can imagine it's not easy for our students out there, but we hope that presenting them in pairs will help you understand their structures and how the context in which they are used. And when you listen to our podcast, you can also see that each podcast has been labeled with the name of the tense clearly written. This is especially for our listeners, beginners and intermediate learners. Some of you are not very familiar with these tenses. And some of you, something very interesting I must mention here, there are some of you who can actually make sentences in using these tenses. But when you use the formal name to refer to these tenses, like the past perfect continuous tense, past perfect simple tense, it sounds very, complicated to most students. So when I'm in the classroom, sometimes I don't want to use the actual names. I just prefer that. I just think the most important thing is for students to actually be able to make sentences using these tenses. But I think for a student who wants to attain a very high level of fluency in English, a student who wants to study academic English and in the future probably write English books and why not become an English teacher too, that kind of student needs to understand the sentence structure and needs to know what function each word in a sentence plays. What the tense is, the context in which you have to use the tense, and what other tenses are compatible with that tense, and so on. So the purpose of learning English is not just to be able to speak, but sometimes you could become a professional in the English language sector too. So let's dive straight into the tense. The tense is called the past perfect continuous tense, and meaning that in this tense, you actually have two tenses combined. Once you hear the word continuous, it means there's going to be the structure of the continuous tense as we learned before. And then when you hear the word perfect, you also know perfect has its own structure. Perfect, you always need the verb to have plus a verb in the past participle. Continuous, we always need the verb to be plus a verb with ing. These two structures have to stay in your mind permanently. You need to know that every time I hear perfect tense, I know I need the verb to have plus another verb in the past participle. And every time I hear continuous, you know, I need a verb to be plus another verb which ends in ing. Now, in this case, we are saying the past perfect continuous. So we will have two tenses combined together. And this tense is used to describe a situation in the past in which an action started, went on for some time, and stopped before another one started. So an action started in the past and was going on until it stopped, and then another one started. So let me give an example and we work from there. I had been watching TV for 2 hours before my parents got home. I had been watching TV for 2 hours before my parents got home. So here you have two actions. The first action is the one that is referred to as the past perfect continuous tense. I had been watching TV for 2 hours. This was the continuous action that was going on in the past. I had been watching TV for 2 hours. So in this sentence, you can see the structure. I had, that's the verb to have in the past. I had, that is telling you it is a perfect tense, which is in the past. So I had. Now, the perfect tense always needs a verb, the verb to have in the past, plus a verb in the past participle. So I had been. This been is B-E-E-N. That been is the verb to be in its past participle form. So I had been. That alone already gives you the past perfect. Now, been watching. Now you're getting into the next tense, which is the continuous tense, meaning that the action was going on. So I had been watching TV for 2 hours. Been watching respects the structure of the continuous tense, which is the auxiliary verb to be and another verb ending in the ing, and that verb in this case is watching. So I had been watching TV for 2 hours before my parents arrived. So that action had been going on for a period of time and stopped before the parents got home. So that is how you can understand the past perfect continuous tense. And then you can try to make your own examples. You can make other examples like, I had been doing my homework for the whole evening before the rain started falling, something like that. You can formulate your own examples. And when you do formulate your own examples, you can always send them so that we can correct them. You know, there's the messaging section where you can send a reaction to an episode of this podcast. So that is going to be tense number 8. Tense number 8, meaning that we have 4 pairs. The past perfect continuous tense is a blend of 2 tenses, a continuous tense and a perfect tense. And so you just need to follow the structures and compare with the other structures that we have already learned. That way you will be very equipped for the next tenses that we're going to see. We're not done yet. This is a long series, probably the longest series we have had since we started this podcast, because I think we've been trying to treat a tense per episode. So far we've done 8 tenses. So we have, for the previous 8 episodes, we've been talking tenses. So look forward to talking to you again in the next episode. 10 minutes are up, and this is Teacher D signing off. Have a good day.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.